When it's time to scale your business, it's time for Shopify. Get everything you need to grow the way you want. Like, all the way. Stack more sales with the best converting checkout on the planet. Track your cha-chings from every channel, right in one spot. And turn real-time reporting into big-time opportunities. Take your business to a whole new level. Switch to Shopify. Start your free trial today.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Andy O'Donoghue, who joins us for Tech Thursday. Andy, just imagine that you have the Meta AI smart glass and you've given permission to Meta to actually use the content of what you record when you're wearing them. And you forget to actually switch them off. And you go into the toilet. Are you going to your bedroom and you put them down and they continue to record? But not only do they continue to record, they send all of what is recorded to Nairobi, where there are people employed in a subcontractor to look at all of this and to actually mark it up and to point out various things that can then be fed into an algorithm. Do you think when people actually agreed to the terms and conditions for wearing the Meta AI smart glasses, that they had any idea that that could happen?
I don't think they did, Matt. I think the way you've described it is exactly what's been happening recently, although it does sound like an episode of Charlie Brooker's Black Mirror or some other dystopian TV show. And this is exactly what's happening. The types of video you mentioned, kind of the mundanities of life in many ways, although incredibly private, using the loo, somebody having sex, people taking out their credit card, looking at it, their bank details being exposed. And these videos, as you say, they go into a process and they get uploaded. They are going to be processed by a company on this occasion called Sama, who are based in Nairobi, for data annotation. The idea of data annotation is that these contractors look at the videos and they label particular things. They describe what's in the image, right down even to individual pixels. And this helps the AI learn and get better over time. And Meta have said that when people share content with Meta AI, like other companies, they sometimes use contractors to review the data to improve people's experience. However, one of the things is that data should be first filtered to protect people's privacy. And that could include blurring faces in images. However, this report, which was done by two Swedish newspapers, indicates that that kind of fails on occasion. For instance, if the lighting is dark or something like that, faces may not be blurred and could be seen. So it is disturbing. And ultimately, I don't think it's what people expected, Matt.
Absolutely not what people would have expected. This is going to be an issue for the Irish regulator, isn't it? Even though the investigation has been done by Swedish newspapers and focused on what's happening in Kenya.
Yes, it is. And we know that Britain's information privacy body, the ICO, have already written to Meta. Curiously, back in 2021, our data protection commissioner questioned whether the light on these glasses was an effective mechanism for people to know that they were being recorded, because we have had, using these glasses, I've tested them and we've discussed them, I think, on our gadget show at Christmas, and they are brilliant. They're a lot of fun. But the little light that was meant to indicate that recording is underway to notify somebody, the Irish Data Protection Commission asked if it was adequate enough, and Meta made some changes to it. I think they made it bigger and they also made it flash. So the Ireland Data Protection Commission will have an involvement here because, of course, they tend to be the lead regulator for Meta in Europe. So there are a lot of countries with an interest in this, yes.
Yeah, and I suppose the thing for many people is, it's one thing about your own privacy, but the nature of these glasses is that you're going around recording lots of things that other people do, and you're not asking them for their permission to have all of this information uploaded for somebody to be assessing and for somebody to be putting into artificial intelligence.
I think that's a brilliant point, because that's where consent gets weird, because the camera is on your face. So your consent is one thing, but your spouse or your partner or your boyfriend, girlfriend, your kids.
Any stranger, Andy, who you might meet exactly. when you go into a coffee shop or whatever.
Exactly. And of course, worryingly, we know people have used them covertly in gym changing rooms and things like that. So this is a real, it's a real challenge for Meta, this one. And I think that, you know, there is a practical question. Do users understand what counts as recording? Do they understand what gets uploaded? And do they understand this process of manual review?
Meanwhile, when it comes to artificial intelligence, it's a complicated one, but can you explain, please, the row in the United States between the Pentagon, which an extension of the White House, for looking after defense and security, and Anthropic with the cloud, the Claude AI chatbot, and what's gone wrong there between them?
It is, and you're right, complex but fascinating story, but shows us that AI is an integral part. We've just talked about it in everyday life. This AI is now an incredible part of both business and industry and defense and war. Anthropic make a product called Claude, which is one of the exceptionally good AI models. Over the last few days, partly, I suspect, because of this dispute, it's gone to number one in the App Store of free apps, the Anthropic app. And Anthropic was being used by US defense establishments, the Pentagon essentially, and they weren't happy about the use of their system for domestic surveillance and also for its use in autonomous weapons. And they are controversial topics. State surveillance on a population is very controversial, and the use of AI in autonomous weapons is also controversial. Antonio Guterres spoke about it first, I think, 8 or 9 years ago. One of the things that's happened is that we've seen that Anthropic, the company who owned Claude, have kind of wanted these guardrails, and the Pentagon were not happy, and they wanted AI suppliers to accept this approach that they call any lawful use. Anthropic refused to drop those two issues, the domestic surveillance of Americans and no lethal autonomous weapons. And so there is a chance then, Pete Hegseth, the US Secretary of Defense /war, said that Anthropic may, in a sense, be creating a supply chain risk, because if they weren't going to comply with the Pentagon and what they wanted to do, that any company who dealt with them should maybe not be able to supply products or services to the Pentagon. It's become a really big deal, Matt.
Well, look, a couple of reasons, it could completely undermine the finances of Anthropic. However, it should be said that Anthropic products were still used in the attack on Iran over the weekend. I wonder, did artificial intelligence misidentify the school in Iran where hundreds of girls were killed and their teachers? Will that be blamed in the end on artificial intelligence having the wrong information and then it been used to act upon? And the other thing, I suppose, as well, is what does it tell us about OpenAI, ChatGPT, about the willingness it had to quickly do a deal with the Pentagon when Anthropic wouldn't?
And they have done a deal. The blaming of AI, of course, is probably easier than the blaming of people. So I think that's an interesting thread that you might have pulled at there. OpenAI have reached its own classified deal with the Pentagon, but they have publicly supported the same red lines, at least in principle, that Anthropic did, but say that they'll operate within the government framework. However, as another marker in this story is that we've heard today, I think reporting from the Financial Times, that Anthropic are back at the table with the Pentagon. So we should say that these are big deals, Matt. They will be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. So not just is it important to investors in these companies, but it's really important to their revenue and to their income as well.
Thank you very much, Andy O'Donoghue, for joining us on Tech Thursday.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.